Mary Bubb founded the Wisconsin Rural Women's Initiative in 1998. It gives rural and farm women a chance to hold gathering circles where these normally isolated women can talk in a confidential setting without judgment. Bubb says there they have a voice that they may feel isn't welcome at home, especially in cases of abuse.
In one weekend, we had 7 out of 14 women talk about their abuse, domestic violence, and that they hadn't reported it. In some situations, what had been verbal or emotional abuse has escalated to physical violence. I'm not an expert, but I think I would attribute that to the fact that farms are really in trouble.
The Wisconsin Farm Center has worked with the Rural Women's Initiative for nearly 10 years. Its community services specialist, Kathy Schmidt, says farm women are largely brushing domestic abuse under the rug.
What I do see, though, is that a number of the women that have been to Mary's weekend retreats and gathering circle processes have called us to ask for counseling vouchers.
The vouchers provide the women with free mental health counseling. The Farm Center has given out more than 200 such vouchers to farmers this year, twice the number than last year. Stephanie Burris attends a gathering circle. She and her husband run an organic dairy farm in central Wisconsin. Burris says a lot of women are struggling with an abusive spouse, divorce, and depression, struggles which have grown worse for some because of low milk prices.
You know, you talk about milk prices being at, you know, you can get a gallon of milk for $2.59 a gallon. It costs at least $5 a gallon for that farmer a lot of times to produce that. Well, how long could you sustain that where you're losing that kind of money?
Sherry Krull is among those who have sought out counseling. She and her husband run a hog and dairy farm in southern Wisconsin. She agrees that farms are hurting during these difficult economic times.
There's a tremendous amount of stress, a tremendous amount of pressure on husbands and wives. It's caused bickering between my husband and I that is really unnecessary.
Krull also holds local gathering circles for the Rural Women's Initiative. She says she grew up in an abusive household, and she's heard other stories from farm women who have faced and fear the worst.
If their spouses are extremely abusive, I know from my experience with my mother, you just didn't talk about it because you were afraid what was going to come next if somebody, you know, if you did say something about it.
Michelle Zoller is with the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence, or WCADVI. Zoller says their rural partners have had trouble reaching farm women experiencing abuse. She says many won't leave for fear of what will happen to their families and their animals. However, Zoller says they're excited to see the gathering circles are giving farm women strength and a safe place to be themselves. She says that's especially important now that they're seeing an increasing need for services.
We definitely feel the economy does play into that, but it's not the cause of the abuse. A lot of times there's already an abuse or power and control dynamic already taking place in the family. And then when you add financial instability, that can fuel the abuse.
In the last year, Zoller says WCADVI and the Rural Women's Initiative began collaborating to provide more resources for abuse victims. She says it's prompting them to keep track of farm women who are suffering abuse and bring more awareness to their struggles. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.